We have our guest on the line, program number 188. And our guest, Mr. Matt Hodek, is on the line. And we say, good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
Real good. Good morning to everybody out there in Radio Land.
Awesome. And Matt, where are you at today?
Well, we're in sunny and warm Santan Valley, Arizona, down in the Mesa Apache Junction area.
My goodness, you are suffering, aren't you?
Well,
like they say, it's a dirty job. Somebody's got to do it, huh?
Somebody's got to do it, and I guess they picked me.
Uh-huh. So how long you been down there?
We've been down here since February 1st.
Really?
We'll be heading home here in a week. So.
Oh, okay. And doing a little work down there, doing some playing?
You bet. We got the full band down here, six-piece, and been getting quite a few jobs in.
Well, that's awesome. That is awesome. For the folks that don't know you, Matt, where do you make home?
My home is over in North Dakota, a little town of Lincoln.
Lincoln.
In the northeastern corner of the state.
Okay, very good. And born and raised there, or did you migrate there?
No, born and raised. Actually run the family farm over there. I live on our farm that was homesteaded in 1900.
Okay. And you have animals and stuff, so somebody watching the farm for you? Or do you...
I farm with my two brothers, so they're watching the cows while I'm gone.
Oh, okay, that's great. That's great. Well, a little warm weather never seems to hurt anybody, huh? You'll be all revitalized when you get back.
Yeah, and actually, from what I understand, it's been pretty nice up there, too, the last 3 weeks.
It really has been. You know, end of February here and looking at 30 degrees and sunshine, that's not so bad, so...
Boy, can't beat that for Minnesota either, can you?
That's right. And I don't know if you talked to your good buddy Larry at all, but they got dumped on, they got some snow this past weekend.
I tell you what, we just sent Larry home today. He was playing down in the valley here, too, with his one. He just does a one-piece group, and he was staying with us. And he just headed back for Rochester this morning, so we just sent him off here about an hour ago.
Okay. So were you working as the out-of-town checks then, or as the Dakota Dutchman? How was it going then? Down there.
No, we're working as the Dakota Dutchman. I got my own group here, and Larry, like I said, he's working just solo jobs down here by himself.
All right.
We kind of get together and operate to, you know.
Sure. Well, folks, remember seeing you guys here a few years back at Sox Center, the big concert, Merle Felling concert up there, and
sure.
Larry and you kind of headed that up, and I know Larry gave a little description there. A lot of times when you guys get together, then it's the out-of-town checks, and otherwise you do run your both separate bands too besides. So,
exactly.
A neat arrangement. Well, who are the people that are with you down there?
Well, I've got Mike Simon from Windham, Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
You hear his voice usually on the Wendinger band.
Oh, he's with you. Okay.
Yeah, he's down here with me. He's playing tuba and trumpet and doing our vocals.
Uh-huh.
And... I've got Laddie and Rose Petska from back home. They're from Lawton.
Uh-huh.
Laddie does the two trumpets. I know a lot of people know Laddie.
Sure.
And Rosie. Rosie's doing keyboard for us.
Sure.
And then Mike Helt from Grand Forks. He plays concertina. He's our regular concertina man. He actually flew home for a week. We got a week off here until next week. So he flew back home and get some stuff taken care of there, and he'll be coming back on Friday.
Okay.
And... I've got, of course, myself,
uh-huh.
And we've got Merlin Schwartz working with us. He's from Watertown, Wisconsin. He winters down here. He plays drums, so he's drumming with us.
Well, very good. Very good. And pretty much the same musicians outside of the drummer there on the inside cover of the brand new CD that you're sporting.
Yep, exactly. Yep, Mike Simon, he worked with us on the CD, and actually when we go into Minnesota, a lot of our Minnesota jobs, Mike works with us, and he plays tuba, so...
That
works out real good.
That's awesome. I thought maybe that you did almost all of the recording because that lingo of instruments and everything that you do is quite long on here. What do you all play, Matt?
Well, mainly trumpet, trombone, and baritone is what we usually do when I play live.
Uh-huh.
But I also play tuba.
Uh-huh.
Done lots of recording with the tuba and piano accordion, concertina, and button accordion also.
Nice, nice. Well, Matt, when did you get started? How old were you? Or how did things come together for you?
Well, it just goes back to our hometown there in Lincoln. There used to be probably 20 old-time polka bands in the area, and just liked the music and kind of grew up with it. And we had a 12-bass accordion at home, and every once in a while we got to take it out as small kids, and I don't know, it just struck me that it was a neat instrument to play, so that's where I got started on playing the piano accordion.
Okay. And how old were you then?
I think I was 7 years old.
Really? So when did you get your first job?
Oh, boy, I think we played in some of the local parades, just myself.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, when probably 8, 9 years old.
Okay. And just kept
kind of young when I got going, and some, you know,
sure.
Of course, Laddie Petska and Rose, they had their own family band back home. They're playing with me now, and
sure.
And they always let me sit in on accordion tunes every once in a while. So that was, the big highlight of my growing up.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. It's amazing how things go in circles sometimes. The same people you surface again together over time. So neat.
Yep.
Well, the exciting news is you've got a brand new recording out, and we want to spend a little bit of time talking about that. When did that come out, Matt? When did you record that?
Well, we recorded it, I think it was December 7th and 8th of 2016, and of course we did the recording with Terry and Becky.
Okay.
Down in Iowa, and they do a heck of a nice job, and we actually just got it, got the reproduction back here right before we came to Arizona, so the last week of January it came out, so it's actually kind of hot off the press yet.
Absolutely, you bet. Nice number of songs on there, and 15 in all, and I've had a chance to listen to it a few times now, and we really enjoy that the brass sound, the deep, the baritone and the trombones. You guys do a really nice job with that.
Well, that's kind of my favorite, is the I told Laddie when we play, Laddie's our big horn man. He knows around all the horns. And I said, yeah, I just love the old style Czech sound when the baritones come in. So we use the baritones quite a bit on the old time, and end up with the baritones. And I play lead baritone, and Laddie plays harmony to it, and he can just make that thing talk. So
isn't that something?
That's kind of my deal. I just really like the low brass on the lead there.
Sure. Yep. And neat cover there with the Dakota Dutchman. You call it Volume 3, Lincoln, North Dakota. And on the backside, you've got the sign that says Lincoln 9 miles one way and Lawton 11 miles the other way, huh? How'd you come about the cover there?
Well, I don't know. We just kind of talked about what to do, and that's an actual sign that's north of my yard 5 miles, and that's kind of our meeting point between Rodney Bosch and myself and Gladie and Rosie. We see that sign every time we go play. So
okay,
we figured we'd just snap that picture, and it kind of tells the story of where we're from, and
absolutely. And this is now Volume 3. Going back, I finally comprehended how things were for you. Actually, you had sent us some CDs that was by the Royal Melody Band.
Royal Melody Band was the band that I started playing out of full-time in Fargo when I was going to college.
Okay.
And we started with a four-piece there, and then Laddie and Rosie joined us, too, on later dates, and we did a recording as a six-piece group with that group. And then Walt, our leader, he kind of retired, and then now, of course, he's passed away, and I continued the old-time music and just put my name on it. And then we started with a four-piece again because Laddie and Rose were playing with another group.
Sure.
And so we started with a four-piece, and now we ended up seven-piece.
Oh, yes.
Most of the time, six and seven is what we do.
You bet. And the other recordings, let's see, when did there was one called From the Wheatfields of North Dakota, I believe it is. Is that your first?
That was the first one, yeah.
First one, and that was, about back in 2000? Or was it before that?
You got me on that one.
I got to pull it up here.
I'm going to say it's a little later than that, but I can't remember for sure.
Okay. And then after that, you had one follow after that, Musicians Play Your Best?
Right. And that one, I think, was done probably 4 or 5 years ago. And that was with the six-piece group also. So just had a lot of requests for another recording, so we went ahead and got this one done.
Sure. I just ran across the studio here and grabbed them. help you out there. Yeah, from the wheat fields of North Dakota, the date on the back of that one is 2009. So pretty recent. And then I'd have to look inside the cover of, I grabbed the wrong one, so I can't tell you when musicians play your best, but that's between then and now, so pretty recent recordings. And you've just got a fun-sounding group and a nice-sounding sound that comes out of you guys. Like I say, we had the chance to hear you in Sauk Center up here with Larry, and that's what people will come to see when they go out to see you guys play up in North Dakota, I would understand.
Exactly, yep. We don't... basically, what you're hearing on the recording is that's what we've got when we go live. Don't do too many substitutions.
All right. Favorite songs to play? Did you get them all on this recording, or what?
Well, we got a lot of the favorites. You know, we started off with Pennsylvania Polka, and we get a lot of requests for that one on our version of it. And of course, some of the new time on there, Boo Hoo and Baby Face. Those have always been requested. Not too many bands played them.
Sure.
They kind of go for us. And, of course, our number 11 song on there is the Hopeless Polka, and that's Laddie playing two trumpets on that song.
Okay.
And that's just everybody requests Laddie for the two trumpets. It's just...
Oh, I can believe that.
A super job, and unreal how he can get it done.
You bet. And we're going to have to get a hold of Laddie sometime and have him as a guest, too, because I'm sure he's got a story to tell, too. He goes back a number of years with the music business as well.
Oh, yeah. He's going to turn 82 here in July, and he's been playing since he's, 9, 10, 11 years old also.
And is he like
all the bands?
Is he like 82 going on about 35 or so?
Yeah, pretty much. I got them both in the house here with me, Laddie and Rosie.
Oh, you do?
And, yeah.
Yeah, and they, you know, they are so full of life, and I think that's what keeps a person going when just stay busy like they do. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yep.
Yeah, you mentioned those two songs, Boo Hoo and also Babyface. I think those are maybe, Guy Lombardo songs that they recorded years and years ago, big band style?
Yeah, Boo Hoo is a Guy Lombardo tune, yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Babyface probably too, yep.
Yeah. I know I've used those on the show here Sunday mornings early, and it just brings back memories when I hear your recordings of them. So good stuff there for you. Well, very good, Matt. If I can ask you to stand by for just a moment, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back and continue the conversation.
Very good.
All righty. Greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, and we are now entering the first week of Lent as Wednesday, March 1st is Ash Wednesday. Of course, Lent has traditionally been a time when Christians and Catholics have abstained from eating meat or limited the amount that they eat. Not eating meat is a sacrifice or penance for most people. Hats off to those who in this day and age are disciplined enough to do this. While everyone knows that it is still important to eat and maintain one's health, the St. Joe Meat Market has a lot of meatless ideas for you. In the grocery department, you will find breakfast cereals, pancake mix, waffles and syrup, maybe even a cheese pizza. In the seafood department, you'll find tilapia, cooked shrimp, sockeye salmon, cod fillets, pollock and walleye. Also available is herring and smoked fish. And don't forget the eggs and cheese. The St. Joe Meat Market handles a wide variety of cheeses from several different dairies, including Crystal Farms, Welcome Dairy, Jim's Cheeses, All Natural, Sunny Road, and Bongard's. My favorite flavor? It's the horseradish cheese. Yum! Some good stuff for sure. And as always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, check us out on the web, stjosephmeatmarkets.com. That's www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Or call 320-363-4913. Thanks from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Matt, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, you know how it works. We're going to send you out that nice meat package put up at the St. Joe Meat Market. And along with Chasm, we're going to send that to you when you get back home and hope that you, those around you, enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
Well, that sounds great. I know when we go traveling down there, we try to make it a point to stop in at the meat market there. You guys got an excellent selection and good quality stuff there. It's great.
You bet. Always fun to see you come through and come into the store there. It's a welcome sight to see you guys. So,
yeah.
Well, very good. Well, before we let you run here, Do you guys use a theme song, Matt? Do you have a theme song that you use with the band?
Well, when we end, we always end with the Lights Out Waltz.
Oh, you do.
And everybody knows that our starting song is usually the Gold Dust Polka.
Okay. All right. So, and lots of good stuff
in between. I think those are on their other volumes, not on this one.
Sure. All right. What's things looking like when you get back home? A lot of work lined up, or more in the summer Polka Fest, or what's all on schedule?
Well, I tell you, this coming weekend is our big job down in Arizona here. That's the Polka Lovers Club of Arizona. They put their fest on, so it's three bands for 2 days. So we got that on the 4th and 5th, and then when we get back home, we'll have a week off, and then on the 19th of March, we'll be in East Grand Forks at the Legion Club there, and on the 26th, we're going into South Dakota, down into Aberdeen.
Okay.
So that'll be our March, and then we've got a lot of local jobs in April to do.
All right.
May is kind of slow. We're going to go down to Larry Olson's Fest in Lake Benton, Minnesota.
Sure.
May is my farming season to get the crop in the ground, so we've got to do that.
Absolutely.
And then June gets busy again, too. The summer's busy. We got some open dates, but I guess down in your part of the country, in the Minnesota area, we'll be down in New Ulm for the Bavarian Blast in July.
Uh-huh.
And then in August, we'll be down in Becken, Minnesota for the Czech Festival there in Becken.
Okay.
By Redwood Falls, so.
Sure.
That's what we've got planned so far in your area.
That sounds awesome.
Speaking of Merle Felling, he's down here too. I've run into him several times.
Oh, is that right?
So,
oh, and he loves that polka music too, so I'm sure he follows you guys around.
Yep.
Oh, that's great. When you were talking about getting back home, what's it like on the farm there? You're milking quite a few cows, or what have you got for a setup out there?
Well, no milk cows. We got beef cattle.
Beef cattle.
So we'll be calving when we get back in March, and mostly dirt farming. You know, we got soybeans and wheat and corn and flax and canola and sunflowers is what we're kind of doing, I guess. So we'll have to get all the seed lined up and get the machinery tuned up and the oil changes. And
sure. What kind of acreage do you run over?
That's about 8,000 acres.
8,000 acres? Oh, yeah. That can keep you plenty busy. That's
oh, yeah.
That'll keep three brothers out of each other's hair, huh? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very good. And, Matt, a little bit about your family. Do you have kids?
Well, I'm still single.
You're
no
still
kids,
single?
No wife. Or,
oh, wow. So. Okay. Your best-kept secret out there in North Dakota there, huh? The gals haven't found you.
No.
Well, good for you. Nephews and nieces out there, and the brothers, or is everybody bachelor?
Oh, yeah. I got two nephews and a niece, and they all help out on the farm, and they can all play music, so it's
oh, that's great.
Neat.
That's great. Well, with that, you know, I've asked you this before, I'm sure, and I usually ask everybody before I let them go. You got one experience or one memory or anything over the years that stands out that you might share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise?
Well, I don't know if there's one particular one, but it's just we just enjoy playing and just makes our day as musicians when you see all the happy faces out on the dance floor or tapping their toes and just the big smiles when the music lights starts up. That's just the biggest thing I see.
There you go. Well, very good. Well, with that, we want to thank you, take this opportunity to thank you for taking time out and joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program, Matt. And like I told you the last time, good Lord willing, you and I are both here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. And there he goes, Mr. Matt Hodick, the Dakota Dutchman out of Lincoln, North Dakota. Of course, spending some time down in Arizona right now. Our 188th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We'll be back with music by Matt's brand new CD. It's coming your way in just a few moments.